Your doctor says no salt.
No booze.
No cigarettes.
Get plenty of exercise.
Eat lots and lots of fish.
And if you're not too sure about your HMO,
for God's sake, watch your stress. So you walk out of the office.
And down to the parking lot, all the while
watching your stress. And you get in your car.
And pull out of the parking lot.
And you drive down the boulevard.
And you're watching your stress. And everything is fine.
Dandy.
Cool.
Copacetic.
But wait. There's road construction.
Up ahead.
Keep cool.
Watch your stress.
Books on tape might help.
How about Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass?
Oh no, lane closed. That's just your luck. You know what to do. Cut through the parking lot and take the shortcut to the
interstate. Coming off the on-ramp,
you squeeze your way in between two rush hour commuters.
Walt Whitman is rejoicing in American sunlight.
But your attention is focused on the brake lights of the car ahead of you.
They are suddenly illuminated, meaning the driver of the car has put on his brakes for no apparent
reason
whatsoever.
Watch your stress. The car behind you is honking.
You change lanes.
He's still honking.
You speed up.
Walt Whitman is celebrating how America smells.
He speeds up.
He's still honking.
You turn on your turn signal.
He turns on his turn signal.
He's still honking.
You're trapped.
Walt Whitman is singing about how good it feels to walk on the green grass.
Road rage.
Watch your stress. Suddenly, you realize the source of your stress.
It's not the car behind you.
You're used to that.
It's Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman never got tailgated at 70 miles per hour.
Walt Whitman never had to swerve to avoid hitting a truck retread.
Walt Whitman never did a 360 on glare ice in a ton of metal filled with gasoline.
Walt Whitman didn't understand life. More books on tape.
You put in Blade Runner. You turn up the volume.
Watch your stress. And the driver behind you,
full of awe and reverence,
pulls back
to a respectful
distance.